You are welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Bilkis Ahmed. Many farmers in Nigeria are now turning to cow dung for soil nutrients because of the exorbitant price of fertilizers. Consequent upon this, even the cow dung is becoming highly pricey. I asked a farmer how much the rise in the cost of fertilizers is affecting this season's farming activities.
I'm Marka Abbas, coordinator, Botus, a small-scale women farmers organization. Previously, for urea, we used to buy it 8,000 to 8,500, while MPK is around 8,500 or 8,000, sometimes about 7,500. Mm. Now, the thing is terrible. Urea is more than 20,000, while MPK is getting to 30, but it depends on the brand, on the company, depends on the company.
Okay. So do you know why the fertilizers are expensive now?
We don't know. We don't know why it is increasing always. Always, if you go to the market, it is increasing.
And nobody told you anything why it's expensive?
So actually, I don't know why it is expensive. Maybe because many farmers are demanding it because of the dry season farming. Maybe because of the dry season farming, that is why they are raising the price up.
Okay. So do you have any alternative to use apart from urea and MPK fertilizers?
So the alternative is in the organic fertilizer. So in that organic, that is local manure. Now it is scarce because everybody is running to get it. Where people are dumping refuse. So if you go there now, there is somebody that is controlling it, sweeping it, burning it, controlling it, and he's selling it to farmers. So for you to get a local manure is very difficult. It's scarce.
Okay. So you just have to buy the urea and MPK fertilizer?
You have to buy the urea and MPK.
And then if you're
there are some companies that are selling liquid organic fertilizer. So maybe farmers, we should go back to that liquid organic fertilizer, but it is not giving yield as we are getting it from the chemical fertilizer.
Okay. So what is your call to the government concerning this?
My call to the government is to look for the fertilizer, both MPK and urea. Government should purchase it so that they can sell it to farmers at a subsidized rate. If they can give us with subsidy, it will help the farmers.
Okay.
And it will control the marketers. If the government can buy it and sell it to the farmers, it will control the marketers. They will reduce the price and the cost of the fertilizers will come down if the government will buy it and subsidize it to farmers. Even the marketers will be controlled. Because by now, there is no control. They continue increasing, because there is nothing a farmer can do unless they buy it.
That was Malama Marka Abbas, coordinator, Bauchi State Small Scale Women Farmers Organization. Why is the chemical fertilizer expensive? Muhammad Awo Suleiman speaks with a staff of a fertilizer producing company.
My name is Adam Idris Azari. I work with a fertilizer company called OCP Africa Fertilizers Nigeria Limited. It is true that the price of fertilizer has gone up recently in the market, yes.
Okay, what was the reason?
Okay, the reason, actually, there are two major reasons for that.
Okay.
The first reason is the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. One of the major raw materials used in production of MPK fertilizer is potassium. That is the key. And potassium is mostly imported from that axis between Russia and Ukraine. I know the war has actually affected the supply. That is the first reason. And then the second reason is also the current trend of fall of Naira against the dollar. So you have three major raw materials that you need to produce NPK fertilizer. That is the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Among the three, only the nitrogen is produced in Nigeria. That is urea. But the P and the K are all imported. And because of the fall in the value of Naira, the all imported products actually have to go up in terms of price because the price of dollar has gone up in relation to Naira. So I think these are the major two major reasons that I can think of.
Okay, but your customers are complaining that they cannot be able to buy what you are producing. Is there any option for them, or what are you doing to see that the price came back to a little bit normal that they can be able to afford?
Yes, so actually there's something that the manufacturers have started doing recently. The most common NPK fertilizer in the market is 20-10-10 and NPK 20-10-10. And these numbers actually represent the percentage of each of the raw materials or each of the nutrients in the a bag of fertilizer. So if you have a bag of fertilizer of 20-10-10, it means you have 20% N, 20% P, and 20% K. Okay. So, and 10%, sorry, 20% N, 10% P, and 10% K. So there is also a fertilizer that is now being manufactured that is there's 20-10-5, where you have 20% N, 10% P, and then 5% K. Remember in my at the beginning of our discussion, I told you that one of the major reasons of the increase in price is the shortage of K. So now, since K, it has been established that K, potassium, is actually not a major problem in most of our soils. So some of the manufacturers now have started manufacturing 20-10-5, which is actually less, you know, costly than the 20-10-10 or 15-15. So this is one of the measures that the manufacturers are doing. But, you know, there is little that the manufacturers can do in that aspect, because if you import your raw materials, you buy your dollar at a higher rate. So you also have to raise the price of your products. But if maybe the government or other, you know, people involved will try it also to play their part in making these raw materials more accessible to the manufacturers, probably it's going to help.
That was Adam Idris Azari, a staff of OCP Africa Fertilizer Nigeria Limited. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of the show on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on 90.1 Badegi Radio in Minna, Niger State, and in NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. And if you are in Jos, Plateau State, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We will be going on a short break. Please do stay to the end.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are talking about high cost of chemical fertilizer and how it is affecting farming. Before we went on a break, you heard from a farmer the challenges they are facing in the light of this development. Are there any alternatives to using the chemical fertilizer? What should the farmers fall back on? Lillian Ogazi put these questions and more to an agronomist.
Professor Mohammed Faguji Ishiaku, the Executive Director, Institute for Agricultural Research for Ahmadu Bello University in Zaria. Well, increasing price of fertilizer is not an unusual thing. The only unique thing with this year is that the proportion of the rise in price, especially that does not commensurate with the value of produce in the market right now. That's the point of concern. However, we are also aware of the contributing factors in the international market. Crude oil prices are rising, commodity from which most of our fertilizer is being manufactured. Mm-hmm. Then the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia has also compromised our supply chain. So these are predictable, most especially with the onset of the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Now that we have all of this happening now, we all know it's, I don't know if it's just me, but growing up back then, I was told that these fertilizers that contains chemical have negative effects on plants and the soil. Is that right?
No, for that, you can't call fertilizer having negative effect.
Okay.
Because primarily fertilizer provides very critical nutrients needed for rapid growth of plants from the soil. Why do we require fertilizer in the first instance? The answer is that our soils have been in production and depletion of nutrients for several years, in some places hundreds of years. And these nutrients are not being replaced through natural processes as expected. And so you have to have an artificial source of supplementation, which is fertilizer. So given our increase in population and the demand for food, the rate of natural replenishment of these nutrients in the soil for crops to grow adequately will not be enough to provide enough food for our population. So that makes it very necessary to have fertilizer.
Okay.
Well, it is the side effect, as you may call it, that is what is called acidity or the pH of the soil. That can change. Fertilizer contributes to the change in the pH of the soil. Acidity or alkalinity of the soil can be affected, and that can affect plant growth to some extent also.
Okay.
But by and large, the need to produce healthy crops, high productivity for high yield, we can't do without fertilizer.
All right. So now that the fertilizers are becoming expensive and looking like it's beyond the reach of farmers, what other options do they have, especially for large-scale farmers?
The other options will be to utilize things like animal manure, like poultry manure, that contains specifically nitrogen, the nutrient that is most essentially needed from most fertilizer. Unfortunately, some of these animals' droppings and poultry droppings from which can supplement need for fertilizer in some instances will not go to fulfill our national requirements in any significant way, not even in the least significant manner.
So the natural form of manure like compost and cow dungs and animal droppings cannot sustain, especially for large-scale farmers?
It will not. You will have to take a number of steps before you can fulfill this.
Okay, sir, and can you briefly share the steps for us?
You have to get ready for the composting itself, and then the compost itself, not all compost will provide nutrients,
okay,
but they will improve the health condition of the soil. There's a difference between improving the health condition of the soil, which means for the soil to be well aerated, for it to have the necessary carbon proportion so that the soil will be able to hold moisture for plants to extract from, and even the nutrients of fertilizer needs to be held by some components of the manure and the compost that is being applied to the soil. It is a supplementary, not a replacement per se.
That was Muhammad Faguji Isiaku, Executive Director, Institute for Agricultural Research, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. I say a big thank you to Lillian Ogazi, Muhammad Awa Suleiman, and to everyone whose voices we heard on the show. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. You can also listen on Badegi Radio 90.1 in Minna, Niger State, and in Nice FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. If you are in Jos, Plateau State, you can listen on Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-389-33390. My name is Bilkis Ahmed, and bye for now.